Does your cigarette taste different lately?
Not if you smoke Raleigh's. They're blended with fully aged pre-war tobaccos. The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson, his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, B. Benaderet, Ferdinand Meunier, and yours truly, Marvin Miller. Smokers, does your cigarette taste different lately? Harsh, heavy one pack, flat, flavorless the next? Not if you smoke Raleigh's. And here's why. Raleigh's are still blended only with choice, fully aged tobaccos. That's right, the choicest of field-ripened tobaccos, brought to their golden mellow best to give you a genuine pre-war pleasure smoke, without harsh irritants, without loss of taste. Better Raleigh's mean perfect smoking, stay right smoking. They're blended with fully aged, fully mellowed tobaccos. And now we bring you MGM's popular comedian and the star of our Raleigh cigarette show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Marvin?
Greetings, Red.
Well, oh, careful how you use that word, greeting. It reminds me of a letter I got recently. I used to remember when greetings meant a birthday or Christmas. Now it only means one thing, bon voyage. Say, Marvin, who do we have with us tonight that plays an important part in our American way of living? Huh?
Red, I want you to meet Kenneth Lynn, a lifeguard.
Well. How are you there, Kenneth?
I'm fine, Red.
You know, I went for a swim down at the ocean yesterday.
Wasn't the water cold?
Yeah, but I went right in. I never did find out who pushed me, though. Say, did you see me down at the beach, Ken?
Yeah, I saw you. But, brother, that bathing suit.
Well, I guess it was a little old-fashioned, but that's handmade lace around the skirt, you know.
A little old-fashioned? Red, sleeves in a suit are all right, but cotton stockings.
Well, I'm not going to wear my good nylon. Say, tell me, are the girls' bathing suits still as small as ever, I hope?
Yes, Red. The other day, my girl had on a suit that was really small. In fact, she went back to the locker room 3 times to make sure she had it on.
Really? Well, I wouldn't get mad over a little thing like that. Truthfully, tell me, how do I look in a bathing suit, huh?
Like an ad in a magazine.
You mean Charlie Atlas?
No, the one that says, give this boy vitamins.
You know, in my day as a swimmer, I did exhibition diving, you know. Once I climbed a 100-foot ladder, walked out to the end of the diving board.
Then what?
You know, it's harder to climb down a ladder than it is to climb up. I did a swan dive once, so graceful that a swan looked up and he says, it's all I. Say, tell me, how do lifeguards get paid? So much per head or how?
No, some lifeguards are paid by the county or state, but many lifeguards volunteer their services. They don't get paid at all.
They don't? Do lifeguards have to pass a pretty tough test?
Yes, we have to swim 1,000 yards, run a 100-yard dash in less than 25 minutes, and know how to handle a dory.
Who's he?
Red, a dory's a boat.
Oh, well, I didn't know. Well, I don't feel so bad now. I just saw one sailor down there explain it to another sailor. Say, you want to help me out here? Oh, I see. I guess you can tell us a lot of unusual stories about people that you've rescued, huh?
Yes, but the funniest one I know about is a person I didn't rescue. Yes? She came up to me very indignantly and yelled, didn't you see me drowning out there? I said, no, I didn't, ma'am. Who brought you in?
What'd she say?
She said, I swam in, you dope. I've got to get home and get supper ready.
We're smart. We'll cut it there where you said you dope.
You're right. Hey,
tell me, how do you rescue... How do you read this thing? How do you rescue a drowning person, huh?
Well, number one, never let the drowning person grab you around the neck.
Oh, really? I found that out the first time I tried to rescue someone. She was about 20 yards from the shore, and I dove in to get her, you know.
Did she struggle much?
Yeah, she struggled quite a bit, but she finally dragged me on the beach. Tell me, how do you revive a rescued person?
Well, I generally apply artificial respiration.
Can't afford the real stuff.
The person is laid face down, and kneeling beside the patient, I apply pressure to promote breathing.
Well, how long can you stay underwater?
About a minute.
You know, my father, Gus, made a bet that he could stay underwater for an hour, and he did it.
Gee, I'd like to meet him.
Well, we can't drag the bay just for that. Well, thanks for paddling. Thanks for paddling by, Ken. And next time I'm down to the beach to take a swim, I'll drop by, and you can put my water wings on me.
Good night, Red.
Good night.
Got a gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her, yes I love her. I'm gonna walk up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you ain't my baby. The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. Yous is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. Is a creature that has always been strange, but when you're sure of one you find, she's gone and made a change. Is or is you ain't my baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new. Is my baby still my baby true?
How can you talk like that?
Maybe baby's found somebody new.
Oh, me, oh, my, you know that ain't true.
Or is my baby still my baby true?
Is you is or ain't you my baby? And now, ladies and gentlemen, a very important announcement.
Does your cigarette taste different lately?
Not if you smoke Raleigh's. They're blended with fully aged, fully mellowed tobaccos. So remember, if your cigarette tastes different these days, smoke Raleigh's for perfect taste.
Thank you very much. Back in your cage now till next week. Our satire tonight is on swimming in the bathing beaches. When the first warm day hits spring, the countryside, all the boys head for the old swimming hole. So let's follow Clem, the fellow from the country.
Well, here I am. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Howdy, Clem.
Howdy, doody to you.
How
there, Mr. Pickens. Say, how do you stand the draft these days?
Well, I ain't standing it no longer. I'm just sitting and waiting. Say, Clem, you don't know where there's any good fishing around here, do you?
Yeah, over at George's Creek.
Well, that's pretty far, ain't it?
Well, it seems farther than it is, but it ain't.
Where are you heading?
I'm going swimming.
Why, can you swim?
I don't know, but I'll find out when I get in the water. That's too fast for him. He didn't get it.
Well, truth be, Clem, I didn't want it. Well, I've got to go down to the Republican Club. I've got to go down to the Republican Club and find out what the Democrats is getting blamed for today. Take care of yourself, Clem.
Okay, freaking there. Do the old swimming hole. Down at the old swimming hole. The folks all think I'm cute. 'Cause I take off my clothes and swim in my longies. 'Cause I got no bathing suit. Well, there's the old swimming hole. Boy, ain't that inviting. It's so calm and stagnant. Look at it. Oh, boy, look, a bathing beauty.
Hello, Clem.
Well, dee. Talk juicy, don't I? Huh? I should talk to people with a little bar of soap in my hand. Hey, what you doing down here?
Well, I figured you was going swimming, so I followed you.
Ooh.
How come you didn't bring me with you?
Oh, only last month I took you up the top of the hill to see the wildflowers, didn't I? Seems to me you're wanting to go all the time. You know? Hey, you look nice in your bathing suit.
A fella named Harrell wants me to pose as a model.
Harrell, you say? Well, with them legs you're gonna pose?
Well, don't you think they'd use my legs in an ad?
Sure, what you gonna pose for, barrel stage?
Well, you don't look so hot yourself. Look at your stomach, looks like a beer keg.
Well, it sure, that's what I've been using it for. And you going swimming?
Well, I'd like to, but I can't swim. So I'll just lie here on the sand and get a suntan.
No.
Exercise by skipping my rope.
Oh, we'll.
Let's see you run and dive in.
No, that water might be cold, you know.
Well, cool water won't hurt you. I take a cold shower every morning, and I'm a woman.
Oh, well, you Douglas aircraft workers.
Here, Clem, let me help you in.
Well, now, don't you push me yet.
Cold, Clem?
Oh, no. I always turn blue at this time of the day. Say, did you ever see me do my fancy high dives?
No.
Well, watch this, will you? There.
Why, Clem, that's wonderful. You dived into the water and then came right back up on the bank.
Yep. Had to set through a newsreel 300 times before I learned how to do that. Say, would you like to play follow the leader, huh?
Well, I can't swim.
Well, sir, I'll teach you. I got a book here that says, How to Swim. It's in my pocket over there. There it is. There, okay, get in the water there.
You sure I'll be all right?
Sure, go on, get in there.
Help, Clem! I can't swim, I'm a drowning.
Now, don't get excited. Let's see what the book says about drowning.
Hurry up, Clem!
Well, wait till I turn the page, will you? She ain't got much choice, has she, folks? Oh, here it is.
What does it say?
This book must be returned to the public library by May tonight. Hey, I gotta take this book back or it's gonna cost me 3 cents. I'll see you later.
Hey, what about me? Throw me that rope.
Okay, there.
Clem, when you throw a rope to somebody, you're supposed to hold on to the other end.
Now she tells me.
Thank you very much. Children love to go to the beach and play in the sand and wade in the water. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean when I can.
Junior, now you stay here with me.
Hey, Mommy, is your skirt pinned on tight?
Yes, why?
Well, if I start to get lost again like the last time, I'm going to hold on. I don't want to cause a riot again, you know. Oh, look, there's a big balloon laying on the beach there. Look.
Junior, don't you jump on that!
A bullseye!
Hey, get off my stomach.
Hey, look who's here, Mommy. It's Mr. Meunier, the fat man that lives next door.
Well, get off of him and stop walking around.
Oh, boy, look at that.
Gee, ain't he off? I go clearing up to my knees.
Oh, please, Junior, get off. I'm tickling.
Okay, I will jump off. I'm sorry I mistook you for a balloon, Blubber.
I wish you wouldn't kid me about being fat.
Oh, you ain't fat, Fatso. But you're going to be trouble if you go in that water. It's low tide now, but if you go in, presto.
Presto what?
High tide.
Now, Junior, that's enough. I won't let him bother you, Fatso. Yes. I mean, Mr. Mounier.
Yes, I will, too. He's the only shady spot on the beach, you know.
Come on, let's spread our things out here.
Okay.
You help me open this beach umbrella.
Okay,
huh?
Doc.
Stuck.
Yeah, here, put a little suntan oil on it. That'll make it easy to open. Here. Now try it. Well, inside out.
Oh, now we'll burn to a crisp.
No.
Oh, well, I'll hurry and put on some suntan oil.
Let me do this for you. Hey, your skin ain't as soft as it used to be, is it? There.
Junior, that's sweet of you to put the oil on Mother's back.
Well, I do it because the flies get stuck and then I can swat them easier. Oh, look, there's a big one. I missed them.
Oh, Junior, now I'll teach you to slap your mother.
No. You knocked me down.
I didn't touch you.
You knocked me down. You didn't touch me, but the breeze did. Boy, I'm glad that Norton bomb site is secret, boy. Oh, buddy, you ever connected with me, I had no head left. You know that? Hey, what's in here?
Now, stay out of that basket.
Well, I'm hungry. I want something to eat.
Hand me that alarm clock over there.
Well, I'm not going to eat that.
I know you're not going to eat that. I have to set the alarm so we can get home in time to wake your father so he can go to work on the swing shift.
Swing shift? You mean stagger shift.
Junior, you know that's not true.
Hey, Mummy, you know what? Someday I'd like to see what me pop looks like without that ice bag on top of his head. Hey, why do he wear that for?
Now, you mustn't mention that. No? It's just that your father's head hurts from so much thinking.
Yeah, I guess it does. That bumping into them lampposts don't help either, does it? Pop bought a new suit, didn't he? Pop bought a new suit.
Yes, he did. Yeah. And I work over a hot stove. What do I get? Nothing.
What a performer! What do you mean, you got me?
That's what I said, nothing.
Yeah. Boy, ain't it hot today, Arthur?
Well, it wouldn't be if you took that long sweater off.
No, I don't want to.
Here, take it off.
No, all right, I will.
You want the sunshine, don't you?
Yeah, I'll take it off. There.
Junior, where is your bathing suit?
I couldn't find it. That's why I wore the long sweater, you know. Can I run around in me short, huh?
Oh, well, yes, I guess so.
No, can I go wading in the ocean?
Well, if you want to, but don't go out too far. No. Shark might bite you and break his teeth.
Yes. I'm going to run right down and jump right in.
Oh, it's gone. I froze me.
Oh, stop showing off.
I froze me toe.
Your toe isn't frozen.
Yes, it is.
It is not. Rub it.
What, and chip it? Hey, Mummy, what makes that water so salty,
Well, it has salt in it.
Really?
And magnesium. That's the stuff they make airplanes out of.
No kidding. Look at the wave.
What happened?
I just swallowed a bomber.
Now, look, you stay here and play. I'm going over to that restaurant and get a glass of water.
Water, she said.
Yes, water.
Bottle or draft?
Any kind, as long as you got a head. Junior!
Go ahead, kiddo. I will stay here. Gee, it's kind of warm, you know. I think I'll roll one of them big beach umbrellas over here. Oh, there's old Fatso's. I take his umbrella. He don't need it anyhow because he's asleep. Boy, I sure hope he's from Boston, because he's sure going to have a baked bean, you know. So the sun won't hurt him. I'll cover him up with sand. I'll start with his mouth, because it's open there.
What are you doing, Junior?
I'm making you a sand hog. Hey, I'm going to cover you up.
Now you wouldn't do that, would you?
You mean put sand all over you?
Yes.
Make you itch and scratch?
Yes.
Run your whole day?
Yes.
I sure would, brother.
Now go play, Junior.
Okay, I go... Oh, look, the Marines are doing practice landings. I'm going to go down and watch them. Come on.
Here, wait, Junior. I'll go with you.
Oh, boy, it's fun, eh? Look at the Marines.
All right, folks, stand back. We're on maneuver, so consider yourselves captured.
Hey, Sergeant, look.
Hey, you better stop squinting, kid, or my boys will think you're a Jap and take you on the landing barge.
That's the general idea, kiddo. Oh, a little peek won't hurt. One little peek.
Hey, stop that kid, somebody.
Junior! Junior, come back here. I'll get him.
Hey, Fatso, come here. Look. What is this thing? What is that thing?
That's the throttle to make the boat go.
You mean if I push it, it will start?
Yes.
I don't believe it. Well, there's only one way to remove all doubt, you know.
Junior! Junior, let go of that throttle. We're backing into a big ship.
Well, then we'll make it go forward.
Junior! Junior, let go of it. We're heading for a big rock.
Look out, the marine just come on. The marine just come on. The marines have landed. Hey, where's old Fatso? Oh, here he comes down now. Look out. Well, don't stand there, Lieutenant. Detail a steam shovel to dig him out of there.
And then we have J. Newton Numbskull, who has just looked in the mirror and seen the first cuckoo of spring.
In the spring, a young man fancy lightly turns the thoughts of...
Of what, Newton?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Could it be the taste of your cigarette?
Hey, how'd you get in here? I'm proposing to my girl.
Well, I'm proposing that you try a Raleigh if your cigarette's been tasting different lately.
Well, what's that got to do with spring?
Spring, fall, winter, anytime. Raleigh's always taste right. You see, there's no wartime loss in the taste or quality of Raleigh's, because Raleigh's are still blended with choice, fully aged tobaccos. Those same lighter, brighter tobaccos that have made Raleigh's the taste favorite they are. First choice of millions. Raleigh's still contain the full amount of rich, aromatic pre-war Turkish tobaccos. So there's no lessening in flavor. Furthermore, Raleigh's stay factory fresh longer. They're doubly protected by a laboratory-proven moisture control ingredient and then flavor sealed in Raleigh's exclusive laminated inner wrapper. Try a pack tonight. I know you'll want to buy a carton tomorrow. Better Raleigh's mean fully aged, fully mellowed tobaccos.
People find rest and sunshine until a bum like Willie Lump Lump joins up.
Howdy, neighbors, howdy. It's a new member back again.
Pipe down, will you?
Hey, bartender, give me a sarsaparilla. Oh, never mind, I'll drink this one here.
That glass is empty.
Well, let me suck on the ice cubes a little, huh? There's my wife.
Willie, you little weasel, why didn't you wait?
Don't you hit me. Don't you dare hit me. You'll be sorry if you do.
Why?
Well, I'll go off like a torpedo, I will.
Well, if you think it'll be all right if I take my robe off and sit here in my bathing suit.
No, I'd keep them bony legs covered up if I were you. You know. Look how skinny you are, you know. You look like the meat was still rationed, don't you? Huh?
Do you folks like the beach club?
Yeah, but this salt air kind of takes the press out of my clothes. You know.
Yeah, your pants are a little baggy.
Little baggy? 3 times I looked at myself, I thought I was kneeling.
Here's your sarsaparilla.
Okay.
Willie, why don't you take your coat off?
No, I got my bathing suit on underneath there, and I got a bare midriff, you know.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I know. It's embarrassing, though. The doctor sewed my appendix up with black thread, you know.
Well, folks, we want to welcome you to the beach club.
Thank
the
you.
Bar is open till midnight.
Thank you.
The showers are downstairs.
Thank you.
A boardwalk leads you down to the ocean and see your dentist twice a year.
Windy old bird, ain't he, huh? I don't like to go swimming in the ocean. I go swimming in the pool myself, you know.
There's no pool here.
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, no, there ain't.
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, all right, then, there is.
Oh, no, there ain't.
Don't pay any attention to him. He don't swim anyhow.
He don't?
What do you mean he don't? He does. He does. I hold the record for the dead man's float, you know.
Why did they revive you? What's your answer? Did you lose your place? You can't you think of a better answer?
Ain't she sweet? Huh? Too bad Orson Welles brought you here from Mars.
Order, Wolf. You sawed off specimen of undeveloped skin.
Shut up!
Now, please, please, folks, you'll have to be quiet. You're disturbing the other guests.
Well, let them be disturbed. Anybody wants to get tough with me, I'll take care of my.
What wife. Was that?
Willie. Willie, look at them muscles. Don't talk back to them. I think they're real.
What did you say just a minute ago?
I said I'd punch anybody in the nose that didn't approve to my disturbing them.
I don't approve.
I didn't mean you.
Get up, Willie.
I'll get up. I'll take care of this Hercules here.
Get up, Willie.
What for? He's only going to knock me down again.
From now on, you'll be a little more considerate of other people's feelings.
Yeah, look who's talking. You know, you're a pretty tough guy. What do you do around here?
I'm a lifesaver.
Oh, you know, I used to be the champion high diver. I know more dives than any other guy alive.
You certainly do.
Yeah. Would you like to see me dive out the window into the ocean?
Oh, don't be silly. The ocean's a good 200 feet from that window.
I can do. I can do. Watch, I'll run and dive out the window and land right in the water. What's
your...
Mighty hard water they got around here.
Willie, are you all right?
Yeah, but I'll never be able to do my jackknife again.
Why not?
Just broke one of my blades.
Remember, we'll all be with you again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ossie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, and the gang. Until next Tuesday then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton's heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Sweet? Ha ha, you set a pipe full, mister. And Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco smokes mild and tasty, too. Leaves your pipe clean as a whistle. And that's because Sir Walter Raleigh's golden ripe burleys aren't overloaded with heavy, syrupy flavorings, the kind that clog up a pipe, make it wheeze and draw. No, indeed. Sir Walter Raleigh is specially processed with a rum mist, to round out its natural deep-down goodness, flavor. Pipe after pipe, Sir Walter Raleigh smokes smooth, mellow, easy. No soggy heel clogging the pipe bowl. For a real comfort smoke, men, get Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of a...